Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative of MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussion or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. All investing involves risk, whether it is associated with market volatility, purchasing power, or specific security, including the possible loss of principal. Information Express does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Investments, including money market accounts offered through MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, are not FDIC insured.
Welcome to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Here's your host, Mark Falter.
Welcome to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and today we're talking about how to avoid the tax time bomb. How to avoid the tax time bomb? What do I mean by the tax time bomb? Well, it's ticking, and it doesn't have a lot longer to go. You know, the difference between this time bomb and time bombs you've seen in the movies in the past is we know exactly when this one is going off, in 2026. And that's what we're here to talk about today. How to avoid it, how to reduce taxes in retirement, and how to avoid inheriting Uncle Sam as one of your decedents. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Is your current advisor talking to you about how to reallocate money into a tax-free status? If they're not, they're going to let you run out of time. I'm going to talk about this further on in the show, but we know the tax code is ending. So to give you an idea, let's go back. 2017 happened. During 2017, there was a new tax code put in place. Taxes were reduced down dramatically in two ways. Number one, the brackets came down. Let me go back even further than that. We're on a graduated tax scale, if you don't know that. I shouldn't just assume everybody knows that. Graduated tax scale, meaning that the more you make, the more you pay. Starts out at 10%, works its way all the way up to 37%. There's seven brackets in there. And the more you make, the more you pay. Okay, so they took those percentages down, so you pay less tax. Now, that was actually not the biggest part of the tax code. We've just gotten used to it. We're kind of like a bunch of entitled kids running around out here. We're used to it now. Well, you wait for it to change. The tax codes are going to go back up in 2026. Secondly, the standard deduction is going to go away. How much is the standard deduction, you might ask? Well, if you're single or married, filing separately, it is $14,600. If you're married, filing jointly, it is $29,200. Now, that's a huge, that was the biggest break of the tax break. That's going away, meaning that if you make $50,000 a year, $29,200 comes right off the top. You don't even have to pay tax on that. Comes right off the top. Huge. How huge was it, you might ask? Well, it was so huge that it took a percentage of people that itemized from about 50% down to 6%. 94% of you listening on today's show do not itemize. That's how big it is. That's going away. Tax brackets going up. Deductions going away. And that bomb is ticking. And this is before Mr. Biden does what he plans on doing. Now, not here to talk politics. You're thinking, well, I like Joe. You're slamming Joe again, Mark. I am not slamming Joe. You understand. You can go YouTube it. Don't take my word for it. Google it. The man ran on the platform. He literally told us he was going to raise taxes when he was running for president. And we still elected him. But the man said he's going to. He hasn't in 4 years. Let me get you with another statistic. Not trying to pro or con. I'm just hitting you with numbers here. 72% chance a sitting president will get reelected if there is no major recession during his term. So y'all might think Donald Trump's got in the bag. I wouldn't feel so confident quite yet because the numbers say different. Again, I'm not saying pro or con, don't want to get political on the show. The fact of the matter is there is a very strong chance we could even see taxes go up beyond that. But there are ways to help reduce that. There are ways to avoid it. There's ways to get ready, and you've got a very short time to do it. And that's why I will ask you once again, is your advisor talking to you about how to maneuver money into a tax-free status? We're going to show you some ways right here on our show, the Retirement Income Hour, because this is a show built with your financial future in mind. You know, I think I'm going to use another little slogan that we coined a long time ago, and I haven't used it in a very long time. I used to say, where we don't talk fear, we talk reality. This is not here to scare you. This is reality, guys. These numbers are changing. Matter of fact, when they voted these in 2017, we knew these numbers were changing. And you know what? Considering that this is a show built with your financial future in mind, and in the fact that I stay up nights worried about helping you guys out, I want to give something away. And now, some of you have called on our show before. Some of you have not. And in a lot of times, I'm going to give a little trade secret. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how the sausage is made. We give out booklets, small little booklets, white papers, etc. Well, we are going to do that today too, but we're going to give something of some serious value. And that is a book, not a booklet, a book titled Holistic Retirement that literally talks about avoidance of this tax. There's three things. Matter of fact, I would like to refer to it as my Tax Time Bomb Toolkit. Tax Time Bomb Toolkit. Three things in it. Holistic Retirement book. A tax analysis tailored to you. And a total tax burden analysis. There are several things in it. I'm sure it's going to help you out. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. No catches, gotchas. Just call and we'll get the booklet out to you. It's going to take a little while on this one because we're going to have to go. This is not an emailable item. It's an actual book in there. But if you'd like to have your free copy, and it is free, 844-777-6275 for the first five callers. Your radio is tuned to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. Today, we're talking about how to avoid tax. Matter of fact, the tax that we're talking about, I'm referring to it as the tax time bomb and how to avoid it. As I said earlier, as we know, the taxes are going to change in 2026. So now's the time to be planning ahead on this. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's talk a little bit about how accounts are set up. Their accounts are set up in three ways. In other words, if you've got a retirement account, or any account really for that matter, there's taxable, tax deferred, and tax free. Taxable means like a bank account, trust account, something of that nature. Tax deferred means like an IRA, traditional IRA, 401k. And then finally, tax free. Now, let me ask you a quick question. I want you to ponder this. How many different types of tax free accounts are out there? How many of you guessed one? Well, let me ask you another question. If there's one, what type is it? Roth? Is that the only type of tax-free account? That's the old-school way of doing it. It's not the way that I'm doing it. Matter of fact, if you want to get hit with the limitations of Roth, we're going to talk about that today, the limitations of Roths. There's another way, and that's through a product called Indexed UL, Indexed Universal Life. You want to find out more, even more information than what we're talking about on today's show, I would invite you to go to our podcast. Just go to any podcast app, type in my name, Mark Falter, or type in Income Hour. You'll find us. And type in, go back and look for one where I had Marty Ruby on the show. Matter of fact, if you want to call us and ask for it, we'll email you the show. The one about Marty Ruby, he's an actuary. He's talking about this very product. He and I went through it for about an hour. But we talk about that on there. So really, everybody's goal is to get everything from tax deferred to tax free. If you had all your money in the tax free account, you could shut your radio off right now and be setting pretty well. But I'm betting you don't. Matter of fact, I'll bet 70% of your money is not tax free. But we want to get it there, and we want to make it grow tax free. I'm going to talk to you about the best way, in my opinion, to establish money as tax free, and it is not through the utilization of a Roth. So, and again, why are we doing this? Because the tax code is changing in 2026. The tax bracket's going to go up. The standard deduction is going to go away. And I got a question for you. If you are a farmer and the Internal Revenue Service comes to you and says, you got two choices. You could either pay tax on that seed, or you can pay tax once the seed has done its thing and it is now the harvest. Which one would you take? Obviously the seed. In other words, let that money grow tax-free. Roth is one way. Indexed UL is, in my opinion, a much better way, and I'm going to explain to you why on today's show. But let's just do a little contrasting. Well, let me explain what indexed UL is. This is not your father's type of life insurance. My father literally sold life insurance, and that's actually how I got into the financial services industry. It's a long story. Don't have time to go into it today. But this is not the stuff that he used to sell with Prudential. This is very high-tech stuff. I mean, we have literally, that's the old iPhone 1. We're now dealing with iPhone 15. And these products, indexed UL, they have no risk with them, no downside market risk. Upside potential, heck, we've seen these things average over 6% for the last 20 years, where the S&P has done just barely that. You don't have a required minimum distribution kind of out of it. And you can put, now I want you to listen to me, you can put a required minimum distribution into it. You know what you can't do with Roth? You can't take an RMD out of a traditional and move it to a Roth. You can move it to an index UL. They, of course, grow tax-free, safe, guaranteed returns, like a Roth without the limitations. And guess what you get with it? Life insurance, but guess what that life insurance doubles as? Long-term care benefits. And you avoid legislative risk of a Roth IRA. I'm going to talk about that here more in the show. Now, with Roth IRAs, you've got risk in almost anything you put the money in because they're usually within brokerage accounts. And the only benefit you get is tax-free. I mean, you tell me, would you want or and? You know, I like and. If you are interested in how you can get and instead of or, I would invite you to ask us for our tax time bomb toolkit. This is a very good giveaway. It's about that time of year, and I know people are prepping. They just got done paying tax, and they're thinking about, wow, that hurt. What can we do to help save? And that's why I put the tax time bomb toolkit. It's got three things in it, one of which, and I think the best part of it, is a book titled Holistic Retirement. And if you want to get yours, it's 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You know, we find that one of the number one concerns of every retiree out there is taxes in retirement. We're going to be talking about that right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or who are in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group works hard in taking the proper steps to ensure your financial future. That means working to provide you with the peace of mind to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of planning and saving for retirement. It's MidAmerican Wealth Advisory's goal to meet your goals in retirement and for you to enjoy those years you've worked so hard for. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. Once those needs and wants are understood, The team at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory will construct the best possible plan to help you meet those needs and dreams by working to protect and grow your need for income in retirement. To find out more how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. That's 816-640-5888.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Hour. I am Mark Falter. Today we're talking about how to avoid the tax time bomb. What tax time bomb are we talking about? We're talking about the tax time bomb that is about to come in 2026. We talked a little bit about that before the break, and that is that we know we're going to lose our standard deduction, and we know the tax brackets are going to increase. This is factored in whether Joe gets reelected or not. What Joe does after that is kind of up to Congress and Joe. And he's told us that he's going to take tax brackets up. Now, understand something. We're in some of the highest debt. No, not some of the highest debt. We are in the highest debt that this country has ever had. So in some ways, it is somewhat justified. We're at some of the lowest tax brackets we've ever had, too. You know, we find that one of the number one concerns of every retiree out there is taxes in retirement. And that's, again, why we're doing this. Now, I talked to you right before the break about some of the differences between Roths and Indexed UL, how Indexed UL gives you so many more benefits than what a Roth IRA does. But I talked to you about how it gives you a life insurance death benefit. Now, let's be frank. How many retirees over the age of 70 really need life insurance? Now, I could argue the fact that you could get some benefit out of it, but let's not go there. Do you know what that life insurance benefit doubles as? A long-term care benefit. This is actually why long-term care sales have reduced to almost 50% of what they were back 10, 15 years ago. This is the way that I have my long-term care taken care of, through the utilization of the proper type of life insurance. Indexed UL is one that will do it. That's the better way, by far, in a way, the better way to take care of long-term care needs. What's the other way? Go buy long-term care insurance. You understand, if you buy a long-term care insurance, let me give you some of the comparisons here. Long-term care, there's a 1 in 3 chance you're going to end up in a nursing home. You know what that means? There's a 2 in 3 chance that you're wasting your money on it, and you're going to die, and the insurance company is going to laugh all the way to the bank. What's another problem with good old traditional long-term care? Your premium is going to go up. There's not about a 90% chance. They make you sign on the dotted line stating you are aware that your premium will go up. Not with life insurance, it doesn't. My long-term care premium is never going up. Never will go up. Guaranteed not to go up. Underwriting on it is substantially different. It's underwritten like a life policy instead of a long-term care policy. And that's just an added benefit. Let me ask you, does your Roth IRA do that for you? I don't think so. I mean, this is literally like comparing the iPhone 7 Roth IRAs compared to the iPhone 15. And that is through the utilization of IUL. Now, if you move your money over to a tax-free status, what you're doing is you're paying a little bit of tax now in a lower tax bracket to avoid paying a lot of tax later in a higher tax bracket. Let me tell you one of the biggest misnomers that was ever sold to you. You ready? That you will be in a lower tax bracket when you're retired. Very few people are in that situation. If you got any amount of money saved over seven figures, I can almost assure you, you probably won't. Because there's this little thing called a required minimum distribution. You got to take out of your traditional IRAs, your 401ks, all that stuff. When you pull that RMD out, you cannot, I repeat, not put it into a Roth IRA. You can put it over into an Indexed UL and get better benefits out of it. And by utilizing an Indexed UL compared to a Roth IRA, you avoid another little thing called legislative risk. What is legislative risk? That is, the government makes a decision and they don't call you and check with you first. Those son of a guns. They have a habit of doing that. They will make a rule that will affect you adversely, and they don't check with you first. They don't really care how it affects you. That is called legislative risk. Now let's talk about that legislative risk. Do you think it's possible that Roths may not be tax-free one day. I don't know. Could or couldn't. You think it's possible that if you got over $1 million saved, Roths might not be tax-free? You think it's possible that if you got over $1 million saved, maybe only part of your Roth could be tax-free? You're thinking, Mark, you're talking out of you-know-where. Well, let me ask you a quick question. If you were born past 1954, do you know you do not get a spousal benefit on Social Security? Oh my gosh, when did that happen? In the middle of the night when you weren't watching? And that is called legislative risk right there. They made another decision that didn't call you first. Back 7 years ago, they had a strategy with Social Security called file and suspend. You know where that thing went? It went in the same bucket that these tax-free Roths potentially are going to go to. See, when you have an indexed UL, your contract is with an insurance company. It's not with the government. I don't know about you, but I don't like contracts with the government. You know, I got a little thing called CRP on one of my farms that I have, and that means you don't farm it, and they pay you not to farm it. Holy cow, it's like selling your soul to the devil. Man. I got to tell you, the money we get out of that CRP, only reason I do it is it makes that farm more sellable. It is a pain in the hiney. I don't like contracts with the government. I'd much rather have it with an insurance company. And again, I think the index UL idea is a much, much better way to have tax-free money building up as opposed to a Roth IRA. And it's just one of the biggest ways to avoid the impending tax time bomb. You're thinking to yourself, self, I'd like to avoid the impending tax time bomb. Wonder what I could do to do that. Well, it's funny you should ask. It just so happens that I have in my hands right here a kit with three things in it. Three things are a total tax burden analysis, a free tax analysis, and most importantly, a book by Marty Ruby titled Holistic Retirement. Talks about literally this, what I'm talking about. It can be yours if you're one of the first five callers, free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Ask for it by name, the Tax Time Bomb Toolkit. You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and today we're talking about how to avoid the impending tax time bomb. Matter of fact, that is the title of today's show, is how to avoid the impending tax time bomb. See, the goodies that you got back in 2017 that you've gotten used to that has helped reduce your taxes is going away in about 2 years. You got 2 years to get this done. So if your advisor is not talking to you about how to shift money tax-free, call us. We'll show you. Now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about another thing that's very cool, in my opinion, about Indexed UL. Indexed UL, Indexed Universal Life, if you're wondering what that stands for, UL is Universal Life. It's the iPhone 15 of life insurance. That's a great analogy. It's the iPhone 15 of life insurance. I like iPhones. You know, everybody says they want an Android phone. I like iPhones. Heck, I got the iPad. I got the Mac. I got the iPhone. And I have done everything I can do to help get Apple stock up. They're just easy to use. So Indexed UL is the iPhone 15 of life insurance. So let's talk a little bit about that. I'm going to give you a little analogy here. If you've got $1 million and you die, and your money goes to your beneficiaries other than your spouse, your kids, let's just assume they got to pay about $250,000 in federal tax to get it out of there. It's going to go into a decedent IRA. We're not going to get into that for today's show. $250,000 is paid out of it. They got $750,000 left. How would you like a situation where they didn't have to pay any money? They got the full $1 million. That would be the equivalent of taking all of that money and putting it into a Roth IRA, wouldn't it? Well, let me ask you the difference. The result is $250,000 is tax-free. They get the full million. What is the difference if they get $250,000 worth of life insurance, death benefit, free, tax-free, and the $750,000. $250 plus $750 equals a million. They still end up with a million. I looked at this one day and I said, you know, doing an index UL is an awful lot like being able to take that full $1 million and putting it into a Roth. Very, very cool thing. And guess what you didn't have to do? Pay a ton of tax to get there. And as I said, one of the biggest benefits of an index UL versus a Roth is the avoidance of legislative risk. Legislative risk is a very, very high risk. Understand something. When the government comes up with these crazy ideas, and I could name several, when they come up with these ideas, they know good and well they're not getting fast when they come up with them. They don't go away. They get shelved. They wait for a good crisis, and then they bring them back. That's called legislative risk, and that's also where the old saying comes from, don't let a good crisis go to waste. If you want to learn more about how you can avoid legislative risk, how you can build up money tax-free, pull money from traditionals, put it over into a tax-free growth status, get a life insurance death benefit, and have it double as a long-term care benefit, I would invite you to call and ask for our Tax Time Bomb Toolkit. It is, after all, going to show you the ways on how to avoid the tax time bomb. And the most important thing it's got in it is a book, several things in it, three things in it, but one of the most important is a book by Marty Ruby titled Holistic Retirement. It talks about this very thing. Yours free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. When you take income from your portfolio, are you cutting into principal? You want to know how to make sure? We're going to be talking about that right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or those in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. To find out more about how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. 816-640-5888.
Mark Falter!
Today we're talking about managing assets in the middle. Matter of fact, that's the title of today's show, Managing in the Middle. Now, let me give you a little quick reference. Why am I saying the middle? Many of you that have listening to today's show, you've seen me in the office at many times, MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group. I run that operation there. And I use a whiteboard. I always put conservative on the left, aggressive on the right, and the world, the universe, as I call it, of income-generating options in the middle. So that's where the reference came from. But I got to give you a little context of today's show. The basic way that I do the show is there's always something that brings up an idea, and then the idea I quickly run and write down, and then on the weekend I get back to that idea, and I can go back to it mentally and have the whole thing kind of ready for me. When I do it, all I got to do is think of that one idea and then bang, the whole show just about appears. I got to have that idea. If I don't have that idea, I can sit there for an hour and not come up with anything. But so I'm very quick to know when those ideas are. I've been on the radio now for a long time, almost a decade, and you kind of get the hang of how to write a show. But moral of the story is what gives me those ideas is almost invariably, not always, but almost invariably, a conversation with somebody, and they'll ask a question or bring up a point. And because, of course, I run the MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, so there's a lot of conversations go on in a week. Well, there was one particular conversation that happened Wednesday this week, and the person asked me a very, very, very intelligent question, a very good question, a question that I thought, that deserves a radio show. And the question that that person asked me was simply this. You ready? Mark, why is it advisors today manage your assets in the areas of the extreme? Meaning, here's what I mean by that. You're thinking, now, what does that exactly mean? Let me explain it to you. You come to the advisor. I guarantee you when I tell you this analogy, you're going to be like, yeah, that's the way my assets are being managed. Ready? All right. You come to the advisor with $1 million. They take $500,000 or a part of it, move it all the way over to the left-hand side in the super conservative world. They take the other $500,000, move it all the way over to the right-hand side in the super aggressive world, thinking one will offset the other, and here we go. Now, that makes perfectly good sense in the advisor's mind. I'm going to give you a quick analogy. I love analogies. This is a great analogy. You have 1 foot in boiling hot water, 1 foot in freezing cold water. Do you overall feel warm? No, you feel like your right foot is burning and your left foot is freezing. You do not feel comfortable. That is not the way to manage assets. One does not offset the other. Here's another reason I have always disagreed with that. Let's talk about that $500,000 that's super aggressive. The people that at least we work with, they don't want to see their assets go down and not come back up for 6 or 7 years. Would they be okay with maybe half of their assets going down and not coming back for 6 or 7 years? No, that's half the problem instead of the whole problem. The problem still exists. They've only literally eliminated half the problem. Now, let me tell you the real reason. And the rest of the story is good old Para Harvey would say, I told the gentleman that asked that question. I said, let me tell you why they don't manage in the middle, as I refer to it. Because managing in the middle is hard work. Managing in the middle is very costly. Managing in the middle is very inefficient. It's hard. And they don't know how, and they're not set up for it. So they'd rather go to the extremes. That's why it's really done. Because in our business, and I can't speak for every business, but in our business, the extremes are easy. Let's talk about the extremes for a minute, and you'll understand why. What's on the left-hand side extreme? Conservative world. CDs. How hard is it to invest in a CD? Pretty darn easy. What's in the far right-hand side? Super aggressive. S&P fund. Aggressive growth fund. All in one area. How hard is that? Call Vanguard and find out. Pretty darn simple. Matter of fact, they can dang near give it away. It's so easy. It's that middle that is hard work. Let me give you a little what goes on in the kitchen here. Who is, what entity, what industry is the best? The absolute best since the 1900s, early 1900s, at managing in the middle. Ponder, ponder, ponder. Ready for the answer? The insurance industry. I think, now don't quote me on this, but I think if they're not the largest industry in the world, they're close to it. These guys got managing in the middle down. I'll give you, for instance, if you get a pension, go look at that check and where it comes from. It's usually an insurance company. Let me give you another, for instance. When you get a Social Security check, what do they call that amount of money that you get every month? They call it your PIA. You know what PIA stands for? Primary insurance amount. Insurance industry, here's the scenario. You give them $1 million, they got to give you income for life. Big variable. They don't know how long life is. So they got to make sure they got enough assets. You think they take your money and put it in the market? I got news for you. No, they don't. They derive income. One of the companies that I deal with, very, very good company, they've got 40 chartered financial analysts. All their job is managing in the middle. Basically, what we've done at Mid-American Wealth Advisor Group is we've taken the whole concept of what the insurance industry does and taken it to the American consumer, but is a very, very hard, expensive way to manage money. Why did I do it? Because a couple of reasons. Number one, I had you guys in mind and your income in mind, and it's the only way I know how to derive income properly. So if you want to know more about life in the middle, why do advisors avoid it, and what is there that you could be taking advantage of, I have put an entire kit together. This kit, it's called the Income Kit, involves 3 things, yours free, no catches, no obligations, no nothing. This is show built with your financial future in mind. I've put together the Income Kit. It consists of 3 things, the Income Booklet, another booklet titled, Will I Have Enough Income in Retirement? And then third, Market Corrections Booklet. So 3 things in the Income Kit. Can be yours, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and we're talking today about managing money in the middle. Matter of fact, that's the title of today's show, is Managing in the Middle. And life in the middle is fun. Life in the middle is boring. Matter of fact, you kind of laugh at that, but I tell my clients, hey guys, I put the B in boring. But you know what I find? My clients like boring because they've had aggressive, shiny, bright, shiny lure. They've had all that stuff for 35, 40 years. They want boring. You know what they want? They want a paycheck every month. They want it to be the same, and they don't want it to cut into principal. That's what they want. I consider that boring. Actually, it's boring for you. It's actually really hard for us, but it's boring for you. I mean, that's what they want every month. They don't want to be selling shares. So let's spend a little time talking about life in the middle. Life in the middle, as I said, consists of several things: corporate bonds, preferred stocks, real estate investment trusts, publicly traded, not private, structured notes, high yield bonds, things of that nature that develop fixed income. They have one thing in common, and that is whether the value of the portfolio goes up or whether the value of the portfolio goes down. Two things happen. They produce income consistently. And most importantly, when they're producing income, shares are not sold to create that income. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. And that is, if you're pulling income, I want you to hear this. Matter of fact, I want you to hear this loud and clear, as in if you get nothing else out of today's show, get this one thing out of today's show. If you are pulling income from your portfolio, I want you to go get your statement. You're taking income every month. That's the way everybody takes income. Go get your monthly statement, the last one. Go to the very back. I want you to see, because all the calculations are in there. If you got any questions, call us. We'll walk you through it. Or call the company that put out the statement. Call them and ask them. I want you to explain to me exactly how did that income get generated? Were there any shares got sold? It'll tell you right back in the back. As an advisor, if you aren't making your clients interested in dividends in today's market, then you're either dealing with a young client that wants growth, which is fine, then you don't need to create them dividends. It's all about growth. Or if you're dealing with a 70-plus-year-old client that has already told you they want income, you're not creating it, you really need to consider another line of work, because it has never gotten easier than it is right now. Jerome Powell has done everything short of come to your door and handed it to you. For those of you that don't know, Jerome Powell is the federal chairman. He is the guy that just here recently said that he is going to take rates down, but he's probably not going to do it until the later part of this year. Matter of fact, I think he was even quoted as saying he's going to do it three times. He has made it as easy as possible for you to not sell shares. You sell shares, that is one less share you have. That's the old analogy I've always said, chickens and eggs. Eggs being dividends, chicken being principal. You eat chickens, eggs stop. Dead chickens don't lay eggs. You can go to the Retirement Income Hour website, or you can go to the podcast, type in Retirement Income Hour, listen to our podcast on. That was the title of the show, Dead Chickens Don't Lay Eggs. You don't want to be selling those shares. Those shares don't create any future dividends. You want to be getting dividends and interest. So again, let me go back to why do advisors do this? Because they think that one offsets the other. They think everything in the far left-hand side in the world of fixed income investments, annuities and CDs and things like that, far offsets this semiconductor stock over here. Well, it doesn't. I mean, at the end of the day, you got half the money getting scaring the heck out of your client. You got the other half not keeping pace with inflation in many cases. Now, it is right now because inflation's down and interest rates are up, but it won't stay that way long term. Overall, it's a really dumb way to manage money, if you want my personal opinion. What kind of chaps my hide is I know the reason they don't do this is because it costs more to manage clients' monies in the middle. It doesn't cost hard. Why do you think Vanguard can dang near give those funds away? It doesn't cost much to manage money on the far right-hand aggressive side. It's that middle that is extremely expensive. What they would rather do is pocket the money themselves, which, again, kind of chaps my hide. I like calling them out on the radio show. That's what I do. Because this is not a show built with the financial planner in mind. This is not a show built with your CFP or CPA or any of those guys in mind. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. Now, you're probably wondering, Mark, what the heck is in the middle again? I know you said it, but I didn't write it down quick enough. I'm trying to drive while you're talking there, and I can't do two things at once. Well, I'm going to tell you again how you can get all the information you need on what's in the middle. I put together three different items and put it in a kit format, and I call it the Income Kit. It's got an income booklet in there. It's got a Will You Have Enough for Retirement Income booklet in there, and then, of course, it's got the Mark and Corrections booklet in there. But basically, ask for the income kit. It will involve all three things. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. When you go to a company and you buy something and they farm the work on that product out, what typically happens? It costs more for you, doesn't it? And they lose control. Well, I'm going to talk to you about a dirty little secret that goes on in the financial services industry right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
We know you're busy and have a lot of things to do on a weekend. Some days it's truly hard to do the things you want to do. Well, now you can listen to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter at a time and a place that's convenient for you. Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour is available on a podcast. Yep, now you can listen at your convenience. Simply head to your favorite podcast app and type in Mark Falter and you'll find the show. Oh, and be sure to subscribe and you will get updates on new shows. Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour, now available on podcast. The Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Hour.
You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. The title of today's show is Managing in the Middle. In the middle, as I referred to earlier in the show, is where all the conservative income generating items are. I always write when I do it on the whiteboard, conservative stuff on the left, aggressive stuff on the right. Not saying there's no use of those things. There are, but the world of income is in the middle. Well, right before the break, I promised you I would tell you about a dirty little secret that goes on in the financial services industry and how advisors farm things out. This is one of the other reasons why there's not a lot of managing in the middle. Now, I really struggled with, I don't want to read, I hate reading things on the radio here because you don't listen to the radio show to hear me read, but there's something I'm thinking, is there any way I can get around not reading this thing? And I haven't thought of a way yet, so we're going to kind of read through it a little bit. But let me, before I read through this, give you the overriding theme of the point I'm trying to get across, all right? The overriding theme is an analogy that I use, and when I train my advisors, I always tell them about the muffler analogy. Now, I don't know why I picked muffler. The point is, I have no idea. I always think of this little muffler place down in North Kansas City. I have no earthly clue why that comes to my mind. But imagine, if you will, this is the overriding theme. This is an analogy. Okay, so you want to go get your muffler fixed. And you ask your buddy, Fred. You say, hey, Fred, where can I go get my muffler fixed? And he says, you ought to go down to Bill. Bill will fix your muffler. He's down in North Kansas City. He'll fix your muffler. Great. You go down to Bill, he fixed your muffler. He charge you $1,000 to fix your muffler. You're heading home and you say, hey, Fred, I appreciate that. Referral to Bill. He fixed my muffler good. No more noise. Fred says, great. You owe me $200. He said, what the heck, Fred? Why do I owe you $200? Because I referred to Bill. Well, yeah, but you didn't do anything. Bill did all the work. Well, yeah, but that's the way it works. So now you're not $1,000 into the muffler, you're $1,200 into the muffler. And that's a funny little story. That's an analogy. And you say that's funny. You understand that is literally the way that 80% of the advisors out there work. They farm things out. What's crazy is it's kind of the opposite world in the financial services industry. In my little analogy, Bill made $1,000, Fred made $200. The way it is in the financial services industry is Bill, the guy that does the work, he gets paid the $200 and Fred makes $1,000. And then we wonder why we have the Department of Labor up our hineys. We asked for this, guys. And for those of you that don't know, let me give you a little context on that. Obama said that Americans were paying $72 billion with a B in excess fees on investments. May or may not like Obama, I'm not here to say pro or con. I'm just saying the man was not wrong on that. Matter of fact, I think he was low. Well, now we got the Department of Labor scrutinizing every little move we make, saying, are you charging too much? I got news for you, DOL. Yes, overall, most advisors are. We scrutinize the heck out of this that we are not, but most advisors are, and they're farming this out, and their feet are up on the desk not doing any work. And yes, it is another thing that chaps my hide. Now, what brought this up, and I'm not going to read this whole poem to you because it's just too darn long, but here, let me just give you the synopsis here. This was put on Facebook. Financial Advisor put this out there. Financial Advisor put this out there, and the premise of this story was to get across that, you know, clients don't understand what they're asking. So let me kind of walk you through this. Client, how much will this job? Now he's talking to a contractor, like a remodeler. Client, how much will this job cost? The contractor says $2,800. Client says that's too expensive for this job. Well, then the contractor says, how much do you think it should cost? Client says $800 max. Contractor says, well, I can't do the job for that little. Client says, yeah, but people in your line of work, they want to make huge profits. Well, the contractor says, I'm sorry you feel that way. Why don't you just do the job yourself? Client, of course, I guess I'm reading it to you, so here we go. Client, but I don't want to have to learn how to do that. Contractor says, for $900, I can teach you. Well, here, let me give you the Reader's Digest condensed version for the rest of the story. By the time he's done teaching him, and by the time the client goes out and gets all the tools, they realize, hey, I'm right back to $3,000, more than what it would have cost just to pay the contractor. And the moral of that whole long poem that I had to copy and read, I said, you know, the financial advisor's point was, we're worth it. We as financial advisors, we're worth it. Well, I got news for you. We're not worth it in most cases. Now you're thinking, dude, you're a financial advisor. Well, I'll tell you why. Because this is a show built with your financial future in mind, not the financial advisors. Now, we at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, I always say we manage money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. We earn our keep. We actually find the individual investments, and we do the research that needs to be done. Most advisors today, I'm telling you, they manage life in the extremes where it's easy. They don't do it basically for your benefit, they do it for theirs, and it's extremely easy to scale a business that way. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, well, that makes perfectly good sense why the only two things I'm seeing is money market accounts and a few bond funds. By the way, bond funds are the king of easy management, and then everything else is equities and in the market. Your radio is set to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and this is a show built with your financial future in mind. Title of today's show is Managing in the Middle. In other words, how to invest for income is another paraphrase way of saying that, managing in the middle. So I talked about a poem that was put online. I had to copy and paste it. And it's talking, you know, the contractor saying, hey, I can teach the client how to go do this, but by the time you get the tools, by the time you do all this stuff, you're going to pay more than what you pay me. Well, here's the reality of the situation. The fact of the matter is, and this is what I emailed to a gentleman that helps me out with my show. I said, imagine if the contractor farmed the job out for $200, charged $2,800, and then stuck $2,600 in their pocket and didn't do any of the work. Now, that's the more, this is literally what goes on in the kitchen with most firms today. Now, don't take my word for it. Why do you think Vanguard is so popular as an investment today? Because people are done paying those huge fees. Or at least if you're going to pay the fee, 1% a year, 2% a year, whatever it is, you want to get something for it. So let's talk a little bit about what it looks like to get something for it, shall we? Now, you're thinking to yourself, Mark, what is the universe of investment options or managing in the middle look like? Well, that's why I put together the income kit. Income kit's got several different items in it. Matter of fact, three different booklets on how to develop income, how to avoid risk. Can be yours free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Well, let me talk to you a little bit about what life in the middle or investing for income really looks like. It involves going out and finding individual holdings that pay fixed income. What are those holdings? Individual bonds, individual preferred stocks, individual REITs, publicly traded, not private. Talking about structured notes. Well, let's camp out a little bit on structured notes. By the way, if you ever want to listen to this show any time of day, go back to the podcast, and in any podcast app, type in the Retirement Income Hour, you'll find us. But go back to the one, here's why I bring this up, on structured notes. What's involved in that? Structured notes are cool. I mean, you can make 8 to 12% interest paid monthly in a good structured note. However, they're very high maintenance. Not for you, for us. I mean, you got to have an analyst to do this. Let's talk about bonds for a minute. You go out and buy an individual bond. First of all, let me ask you a question. How do you buy a bond? Do you know? Call your advisor. How do you buy a bond? Hold on. Let me ask a guy. I think Fred over there knows. That's literally the answer you're going to get. They don't buy bonds, guys, because first of all, they don't know how to do it. You got to consider yield to duration, current yield, yield to worst. Honestly, you got to have an analyst in a Bloomberg terminal, and it's extremely expensive. You got to buy analysts in pairs in case one craps out on you. One dies on you, gets stuck in traffic, whatever the case is. You got to have another one. You understand these ain't $50,000, $60,000 a year jobs, these analysts. You do realize that, I hope. Point of the story is life in the middle is not cheap. Now, I was this past week at, in my opinion, the best golf course in Kansas City. I know I'm going to probably ruffle some feathers, but there's probably some other feathers that aren't going to be ruffled. Best golf course in Kansas City, the Nationals. That's where I'm a member. And by the way, if you're ever, we're going to have a show where we're going to have the gentleman from the Nationals on, that's head of management, because one of the things I like to talk about is things that people do in retirement. And that's one of the things I do. But I became a member up there, love it there. But we were at, Amy and I, my wife, we were at a Silver Oak is a brand of wine, very good brand of wine. And there was a spokesperson there from Silver Oak, and he said something. Man, I was scrambling for something to write something down. I said, that's going to go on my show this weekend. He said, and I got to make sure I got this right. He said, the way that we make wine is not an efficient way to make wine. He said, matter of fact, the way we make wine is not very darn cost effective either. He said, actually, it's not very quick. It's pretty darn slow. But the end result is really high quality wine. And I thought to myself, that is exactly what the world of income is like. Because when you buy a bond, let me give you just a for instance. Here's why advisors buy bond funds. You don't have to take on credit risk. Credit risk means that if you buy a bond through Budweiser, chance of Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch going under is slim and none. But what if you got to babysit them? Well, you don't want to put all your money in Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch. I keep saying Budweiser, that's just their brand. You don't want to put all your money in Anheuser-Busch. Let's go talk about Altria. Altria pays dang near a 9% dividend. You don't want to put everything in Altria. It's too much in one basket. Well, you got to babysit Altria now. What do I mean by babysit? What happens if Altria goes under? Well, the dividend stops and the money that was in it probably is going to go away. So you got to babysit. Well, who babysits? The analyst babysits. And how does he do it? He does it through his Bloomberg terminal. Because you basically got to watch an entire portfolio. Take the money and put it in a bond fund. No more babysitting. No more need for analysts. No more need for Bloomberg terminal. The way we manage money is very inefficient. But guess what it does? It produces consistent income. It's efficient for you. We basically take it on the chin. Now, if you want to know more about what does life look like in the middle, is that something that I should at least have part of my portfolio involved in? Well, I would invite you to call us and ask for a kit called the Income Kit. It's got about three different booklets about income and market risk in it. Income Kit can be yours free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Morningstar. Morningstar is the biggest promoter of mutual funds probably out there. Morningstar, and I use this in my workshops, wrote an article years ago. I use it all the time. They said that if you have a 100% stock portfolio and you are looking to create income and have it last until you're 100, the maximum you should ever take from a portfolio is 2%. Let me ask you, can you live on 2% out of your portfolio? Most people would say no to that. They need that 4 to 5% that they were sold on. Well, guy, I got news for you. You can make 5 in a CD right now. I mean, you go to a structured note, you make 8 to 12. Point of the story is a stock-based portfolio was never created to create you income. It's created for growth. If you want to create income, that's where we come in. Managing in the middle. And I have to wrap it up for this week, but I look forward to talking to you again next week. Be sure and check out our podcast. Go to any podcast app, type in Retirement Income Hour or my name, Mark Falter. If you like the show, subscribe, but also send it to a friend. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind. We'll be back next week at the same time. If you miss part of the show or want to know more, check out IncomeHour.com. Mark Falter is a registered investment advisory representative with MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC-regulated third investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. The opinions spoken are only opinions and not statements of material fact. The opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all the supporting facts to verify these opinions. Registration as an investment advisor does not apply a certain level of skill or training.